good evening, good afternoon, good afternoon. Took a break from watching the Dallas game. They're playing Detroit. So I said, let me get to this podcast. This right here has been on my mind. And today, it's about saving a life. And the reason why I'm speaking on this, because at my place of employment, I had a coworker recently die. Now, some jobs have a medical person, a nurse or whatever, on the job. Some jobs don't. At my place of employment, we used to have a medical person on the job site, which really helped, because I've seen somebody fall, hit their head, nurse came, helped save them. It was probably about 10 years ago. But now we don't have a nurse on site. Now, I know the title of this thing is about saving lives. And saving lives, I mean, if you're a donor, you can save lives. You can be a donor, you know, when you get your license. You can sign up to be a donor. The donor is when you give your organs away or whatever. Now, speaking of giving organs away, I heard, I don't know how true this is, but I hear people say that's why Nick Cannon is having so many kids, because he's trying to find a match because of his illness, and he may need a kidney in the near future. Now, if that's the case, I understand it. I know the rapper Scarface, he needed a kidney and his kidneys failed, and he was searching, and so happened one of his sons matched his kidney. One of his sons had a match for him. So, son young, gave him a kidney. And you can live with one kidney. I think you just got to be extra healthy or whatever. But if you are or can be a donor, hey, be a donor. You can help save somebody else's life. But getting back to the job situation, having a nurse on hand. And I did this poll. And I know a lot of people don't have the training to give people CPR. Because if a person fall out or collapse, nobody knows what to do. Me, myself, I did the training in the military, and to be honest with you, I need to polish up myself, because if somebody fall out or whatever, collapse, I wouldn't know what to do. But that's a skill that you should just polish up on. Keep your skills sharp. And sometimes I hear now that you could do it online. But if not, just take the class, because we never know what might happen. You may be in the house with your children. Your children's choke or something like that, or have a heart attack, or they have an illness, collapse, and you're needed to help your child, to revive your child. Would you know what to do? And most people wouldn't know what to do. They'll just panic. And my coworker that passed, I heard that a lot of people was just standing around, because CPR is just, it's not like second nature. Like, we have a safety team, but to be honest with you, people join the safety team a lot of times just to get out of work. That's what it's about. It's really not about helping people. They do it just to get out of work. But this really needs to be a challenge. It needs to be a challenge that we go get CPR training or take some classes. And the classes, they're not expensive. Or if you already have training, just polish up on your skills. because you never know when you might need them. Because if your loved ones collapse and you sit there and see them die, that will ride you forever, that you didn't know what to do to help them or to revive them, whether it's heart, liver, you know, diabetes, sugars, or whatever. Like, when people have seizures, they say you put a spoon in the mouth so that they don't chew their tongue. But see, we all hear that, but it's not like second nature to us. Just know how to do it. It's not like riding a bike. Like I said, I did the training in the military, but that was years ago. Now, if somebody fall out now, I probably could bring them back, but I have to keep doing it over and over and over to really get them to a state where they're okay. So, if you have the time, not busy, go online, take the course. Just Google it. Now, everything is, you can Google everything. Just go online, get prepared, take the course, and save a life. Because you don't want to go through seeing somebody die, and you did nothing to help, and it's trauma. You're going to have to live with that forever. Although it might not be a close family member, but if it's your coworker, it's just like family. Because you see this person 8 hours a day. 5 to 6 hours per day is like that person becomes family. But I'm asking you, if you're in the sounds of my voice, go and get you some CPR training. And I think when you do the CPR first aid, you learn about the seizures. You learn about a lot of stuff. And if it's a course, it's only going to take 3 or 4 days. I mean, why can't you do it? You know, you make time for what you want. If you can, save a life. And that's all I have. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Guys and girls, next week.